This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Biden administration has reached an agreement with drug makers to lower prices on the 10 costliest prescription drugs under Medicare. It's part of the federal government's first ever drug pricing negotiations, a cost reduction that it claims could help ease the financial burden on the estimated 1 in 7 older adults in the U.S. struggling to pay for their medications. The lower prices will save older adults $1.5 billion in out-of-pocket costs when the new prices go into effect in 2026. U.S. retail drug prices for the 10 selected drugs were 3 to 8 times higher compared with prices in other countries of similar size and wealth. Together, the 10 selected drugs account for more than $50 billion of Medicare Part D spending in a single year. Some of the negotiated prices for the drugs, based on a 30-day supply, are for Eliquis, a blood thinner, down $300 a month to the negotiated price of $231. Xarelto, a blood thinner, down $320 a month to $197. Januvia, a diabetes drug, down $387 to $113. Jardiance, also a diabetes drug, down $378 a month. Enbrel, a rheumatoid arthritis drug that now costs more than $7,000 a month, was negotiated down to $2,300 a month. Other costly drugs negotiated to lower prices include Imbruvica, a drug for blood cancers, Farxiga, a drug for diabetes, heart failure, and chronic kidney disease, Entresto, a heart failure drug, Fiasp and Novolog, diabetes drugs, and the very expensive Stelara, a drug for psoriasis and Crohn's disease that now costs $13,800 a month and will now sell for $4,600 a month. The lower prices are the result of months of heated negotiations between the federal government and drug makers over the pricey medications. The reduced prices won't take effect until 2026, but the measure is a landmark for Medicare, which provides health insurance coverage to more than 65 million people in the U.S. The federal government has never before been able to directly negotiate with drug makers over the prices of their prescription drugs, but the negotiations were mandated under President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. If a drug maker refused to negotiate, they faced a tax penalty which could be lifted if the drug maker chose to withdraw their drug from the Medicare program. A spokesperson for Novartis called the negotiations unconstitutional. The $1.5 billion savings in negotiated drug prices is in addition to the savings from other provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act, which include a $35 monthly cap on out-of-pocket expenses for insulin and an annual cap on out-of-pocket prescription drug costs. Officials said the drug price savings are expected to save Medicare $6 billion the first year. The 10 negotiated drugs are just the start. In 2027, negotiated prices will go into effect for 15 more drugs, followed by another 15 drugs in 2028 and 20 more in each subsequent year. The outcome could be jeopardized if drug makers succeed in their lawsuits to block the law, which have so far been unsuccessful. The negotiations are limited to drugs under Medicare Part D, which covers medications used at home. In the coming years, however, drugs under Medicare Part B, which are administered in medical facilities like chemotherapy drugs, will also be subject to negotiated prices. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.